All right. Welcome to Investment Banking Insights. This is the only show dedicated to helping you learn both the technical and non-technical aspects of the investment banking process. Happy 2024, my friend, and we are now kicking off season two of the show, and I'm just so grateful to be here with you. Oh my gosh, it's just so exciting to actually turn the microphone on, be back at home, and press record after a very awesome, very restful winter break. I hope you had a great holiday season as well and are ready to kick off an amazing 2024. And over the past several weeks, I know I've been gone from this podcast. I've been doing something completely different, just kind of chilling with my family. I've spent a few weeks away from home and just traveled all around and just had a great time. So I can't complain. Very grateful. I hope that you have had an amazing last several weeks as well. Another update for you is in the last month or so here at Cornell's Johnson School of Business, I am so grateful to say that I was elected co-president of our finance club, Old Ezra. So for all of my Old Ezra team listening to this, thank you so much for helping make that happen. Thank you for your support during that election process. And I'm just grateful for the opportunity and looking forward to help make our club and our recruiting process even better. So with that, to everyone, what are we going to talk about this year? Well, in the past several months, I started this show in May of 2023. It's now January 2024, recording this. What's happened? Well, we've gone through a lot of the fundamentals of what you would need to know in investment banking interviews. That's really what I focus the content of the show on. And I want to keep doing more of that. We're going to be spending some time reinforcing fundamentals that we covered last year. But we're also going to be spending some time with new concepts that are not specific to recruiting, but are specific to performing the job of an investment banker itself. Now, listening to this, depending on when you're listening to this, if you're listening to it right after this episode comes out, you might be in one of a couple different situations. Number one, you may still be in the recruiting process. Right? Like you may still be looking for that internship, looking for that job. Keep going, keep grinding, keep hustling. I know it's a long journey out there, but just keep going and don't give up. So that's one scenario that you might be in. Another scenario is you have gotten your internship. You've gotten your job, you're ready to go. Maybe you haven't hit the desk yet, but you have plans to within the next several months. So my goal is to help make your experience as great as possible. And I'm also doing this for me, right? Like I'm going to be hitting the desk here in June of 2024 for my internship, and I want to be as prepared as possible. So I'm going to keep sharing and doing what I do and helping you learn as much as possible as I learn things. And so that's what we're going to be covering here in this next season of the show over the next several months. And remember that getting the job, getting the internship, it's so important, right? But it's just one part of the journey. Once you've accepted your offer, the next step is getting good at the job. So I'll be sharing my own learning, my own insights as I continue to study this industry in preparation for what I'm going to be doing in my internship experience this summer. So we're going to be covering some more in-depth material related to a few topics. We're going to be talking about valuation. We're going to be going into details with regards to leverage buyouts. And then, of course, we have to talk about mergers and acquisitions, right? That's a big topic. Some of you have even reached out to me asking for more info on this specific large topic within the universe of investment banking. So we're going to be talking about mergers and acquisitions, as well as learning more about initial public offerings. So I'm currently reading this book. It's called Investment Banking. It's a textbook by Rosenbaum and Pearl, and there is just a treasure trove of information in there. So I'm going to be doing my best to interpret and distill the best insights that I can as I'm reading that book. If you haven't already checked out that textbook, I highly recommend it if you are okay with learning from textbooks. If not, that's totally fine. That's why I'm here, is to help make this information as accessible as possible and distill it in a way that you can learn from quickly. Another thing that I want to note is that I'm going to be experimenting with some new things for the show, different types of content. For example, interviews. I already have one interview already recorded and almost ready to go, just to give some different perspectives on this whole process and in the whole industry in general. So look for that in the coming months. And I'll also be launching something very special too, which I don't want to reveal quite yet. I'm still doing some things behind the scenes, but look for more announcements later. So that's basically where we are starting off 2024. Going to be getting into some more material. And what's going to be happening the next few episodes is I'm going to be covering some topics that just didn't really fit into the flow of the main topics that we covered last year. Some of these are actually question and answer episodes for questions that you all asked me over time that I just haven't gotten to. So I want to take the time and respond. And also just some other topics that are really important in my mind, but they just don't fit as neatly within the flow of information that we talked about. So that's what's going to be happening in the next handful of episodes. So look forward to talking to you soon. This is Alex Mason with Investment Banking Insights, and let's go have an incredible year. Take care.